Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and joining me today is the Round 6 Powerade Breakthrough player. It is Sturt defender Shay Gundlach. Congratulations, Shay.
No worries, thank you.
Pleasure. Fantastic performance from yourself on the weekend in the Sandful Statewide Super Women's League. Obviously, not quite enough for the Double Blues to get over the line, a narrow 5-point loss to the Bloods, although you did come home late. You must have been pleased with your individual performance though, Shay. Been really consistent across halfback this year, and 16 disposals, 5 marks, says a fair bit.
Yeah, so obviously the week just gone in the game, I got a chance to get out of the defence and push up forward, which gave me an opportunity to sneak a goal in. But it's been really consistent and just been really focusing each week to perform and keep us in the game, really.
Daniel Herbert, your coach, what sort of role has he outlined for you this year to be stationed primarily in defence?
I guess really to defend really well, hold off their key player, strong player. I'm quite tall, so generally just to make the contest and give it my best, really.
Yeah. And so what changed in the game against Westies where you were able to freed up and move forward a little bit?
I guess they gave us a chance to hopefully or maybe win over the line, and they thought with my pace and speed and strength, they thought put me up forward as a loose and hopefully get us over the line, but unfortunately we couldn't quite get there late in the last quarter.
So a bit of a brave roll of the dice from Coach Herbert, hey?
Yeah, in the last quarter.
And that goal that you kicked, a really nice snapshot for the listeners' benefit. Walk us through it.
Obviously, I was just hanging out the back and got the easy handball and just chucked it on my boot and hoped for the best and, went through, which is nice. Coming from a defender, I don't really get a chance to kick goals, so it was quite nice.
Excellent. Your footy journey, Shade, tell us how it all started for you.
About 10 years ago, I started with the boys at Golden Grove. Played with them a few years, and then a chance come up as a girls team. I saw it in the advertiser, and I thought I'll give that a crack. And been with the girls ever since.
What really motivated you to play Australian footy, especially at that time when it probably wasn't the done thing for girls?
AFL has always been strong in our family. Mum was a diehard Crows supporter, so growing up was basically football. But most of the boys at the school that I hung out with used to kick the footy around at lunchtime, and one of them came up to me and said, "How about you come out to one of our club trainings and give it a go?" Yeah. So I went out and started from there, really.
Fantastic, and certainly haven't regretted it since then. You're still really enjoying it?
Yeah, no regrets at all. Definitely have a passion for playing AFL. I didn't really want to play any other sport.
Weren't obviously daunted by playing against the boys on Saturdays, given I guess you were having kicked a kick in the schoolyard?
Sorry, what was that?
You weren't too daunted playing against the boys to start with, I guess, given you were having kick to kick with them in the schoolyard as it was during the week?
At first, obviously it was a little bit intimidating being the only girl, and they weren't really used to having a girl on their team, but I just, kept positive, and eventually they grew on it, and it became easier as the season went on. And I'm still quite good friends with most of them, so it turned out quite well.
And you must be just pinching yourself at how women's footy's evolved and how it's been fantastic, especially with the introduction of the Sandful Statewide Super Women's League.
Yeah, no, it's really good. There's definitely a lot more pathways now than there was a couple of years ago, so it gives the younger girls to develop and lead their way up by sample and hopefully maybe AFL.
Yeah, sure. And Sturt's first year in the competition, so it's a big learning curve for everyone out there. But yourself, you weren't able to play last year. Just refresh my memory, Shay, did you have a pretty serious injury of some description? And if so, let the listeners know what you went through.
Yeah, so in unfortunately, in late 2015, I did my ACL.
Mm.
So early 2016, I had surgery, rehab, and I did give Sample a try last year, but got recommended, and myself personally thought it was too soon to come back, so I thought I'll give another year rest and then come back this year and give it a go.
How did you do the ACL?
Playing football.
Yeah.
just unfortunately, just chasing after the ball and suddenly stopped and changed direction quickly.
Yeah. But I bet you don't regret your decision to sort of ease off and then hit things hard this season, because you've certainly proven yourself as a really consistent performer in the competition.
Yeah, so while going through rehab and everything, I definitely push myself and kept positive and try to get back as best as I can and get back to what I used to be like or better. So I think having that extra year off gave me more confidence to go back to myself.
And outside of footy, I understand you're giving that knee a good workout off the field as well in your job each day.
Yeah, so I'm basically on my feet majority of the day, so there's no real rest of sitting down. So, but I like being on my feet and keeping active. So,
just for the listeners, what do you get up to with that job?
So I work at Subway and the Central Market at a fruit and veg. So,
yeah. So lifting all those big wooden crates and the like, or
yeah, up and down stairs and stocks. So I'm pushing the trolley around.
Yeah.
So.
Good stuff. Excellent. And I guess the Double Blues, you're still fighting for that second win. It was nice to see you guys get that breakthrough against Glenelg a couple of weeks ago. But you've got the Redlegs this Saturday in the second game of a triple header at City Mazda Stadium from 6 p.m. You must be looking forward to that.
Yeah, looking forward to it. We haven't versed them yet, so they're quite a strong side. But I feel pretty confident after last week's game, going in to our performance, that we'll do quite well, hopefully, and get over the line and get our second win.
Fantastic. Well, Shay, thank you very much for your time on Sample Radio. We do appreciate that. And once again, congratulations on being the Round 6 Powerade Breakthrough Player. Certainly in the mix to win the award at the end of the season. And great to see the defender get recognised.
No worries. Thanks.